bit unusual because we're going to talk about how the brain works, and you might find it interesting and actually relaxing to understand why you have emotions, you feel, why you behave in a certain way, and why you might have struggles, and also how you can overcome them. So there are three main levels of the mind. There is unconscious mind, which registers everything of which we are immediately aware in the reality of our environment. There is that part of the mind which is sometimes called preconscious. This is the part which stores memories of facts and figures from what we learned at school, through the size of our shoes. Our powers of recall depend upon our powers of retention, and these memories vary from one individual to another. And there is the third area of our mind, which is unknown to conscious, and it's called the unconscious. And within the unconscious mind lie submerged memories of events which have produced emotional responses. From here, the effect of these memories become neurosis. And the painful memories can exist in our unconscious, or sometimes, as people say, at the back of the mind. And these can be recalled given certain circumstances, or so-called stimuli. The unconscious mind retains all these memories as an inheritance, and as they are being learned during a lifetime, the responses which result from these memories are often dominated by emotions such as love, hatred, and fear. These emotional feelings are recalled every time the original event is recalled, or any time that something may occur which reminds you of that event. If it happens that the emotion has been sufficiently traumatic, it will flood from unconscious and send out signals of love or hatred or fear, and exclude all other emotions. What this means is that if you had a traumatic experience in an event that keeps coming back, each time the same event happens, naturally your mind will select the emotions you were feeling at the moment of the event. So, trauma, stress, anxiety, if we are talking about traumatic experience. And equally, if you remember good experiences, your mind will always select those emotions associated with that exact event. And what does it mean for you and me? This process, which sometimes is referred to as repression, means that memories of unpleasant events relegated to unconscious mind lie buried and inaccessible and no longer capable of direct recall. That sounds a bit complicated. What does it actually mean? What I just said? It means that all those events leave a mark on our personality, which may be carried through the whole life. And if these memories are in any way harmful, and they brought to the surface, we struggle to make conscious decision, to make rational explanations to what's happening to us, to the situation, to people around us. But the good thing is, undesirable emotions may be unlearned. And they can be replaced with new and more acceptable responses. We can relearn all the experiences we had, even though they may have been traumatic or unwanted. And this can be reached through many alternative ways, as mindfulness, deep relaxation, and hypnosis. The reason why I'm telling you about it all is because I am learning how to use hypnosis for myself and for others. So if this is something that you might be interested in and you would like to learn more about hypnosis and hypnotherapy and how your mind can be relearned, please follow for more and visit my website sayanything.co.uk. Thank you for listening.